Radio Prague News.
The government has approved a new education ministry plan for the assessment of teachers. A suspected Czech Islamic State sympathizer has been judged sane. And former lawyer Zdeněk Altner has died at the age of 69. Teachers' careers in the future could come under a three-stage assessment plan determining remuneration based on performance. The government agreed on Monday, backing a new proposal put forward by the Education Ministry. Under the plan, the first 2 years in the job would be an adaptation period for teachers, after which they could further specialize in respective fields, thereby influencing wage levels. The third level would require attestation, which would come into effect in 2021, while the earlier parts of the bill, if approved, would take effect in 2017. One of the aims of the plan is to motivate teachers by rewarding strong commitment, the Prime Minister has made clear. Police have received results of psychiatric tests undertaken on the first-ever Czech citizen to be charged with attempting to join the Islamic State terrorist organization. According to experts, the man does not suffer from any psychiatric problems and can face prosecution. The man, referred to as Jan S., was arrested at Istanbul Airport in February, trying to board a flight to a town near the Syrian border, which is frequently used by new ISIS recruits. He was subsequently sent back to the Czech Republic, where he has been detained in custody since July. If found guilty, he faces up to 12 years behind bars. Former lawyer Zdeněk Altner, who won a long-running court case against the Social Democratic Party in March to pay him almost 338 million crowns in unpaid fees and accumulated interest, has died at the age of 69. Mr. Altner passed away on Monday morning. His family, though, declined to comment. The court decision in question was appealed by the Social Democratic Party. In other news, the government agreed on Monday it will seek an expert valuation of the land housing a controversial pig farm in Lety, South Bohemia, the site of a labor camp and later concentration camp during World War II, where Roma were interred. Around 300 people died there due to disease and poor treatment, and some 500 people were sent on to Auschwitz. Past governments considered buying the property for the farm to be relocated, but failed. The current cabinet has agreed to try and deal with the issue. Finding a solution is one of the priorities, for example, of the Human Rights Minister Jiří Dienstbier. However, there has been speculation that Mr. Dienstbier could be one of the ministers dropped in a pending cabinet reshuffle. The country's elite tax evasion unit, COBRA, has uncovered large-scale fraud in taxes conducted by some 8 suspects in 3 companies between the years 2011 and 2014. Losses in tax revenue were estimated at around 620 million crowns. The group operated so-called carousel fraud, which is the theft of value-added tax, mainly in the region of Zlín. If found guilty, the suspects could face up to 10 years in prison. I'm Jan Wellinger, and that's all the news for now. You'll find more, though, at our website, radio.cz.